This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with harmonica colorist Bob Kessler. He's one of the featured artists performing at the third annual Harmonica Invitational happening tonight at the Contemporary Arts Center. Bob, welcome to Out and About.
Hey, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Well, we're so excited to have you on the show. Now, Bob, you refer to yourself as a harmonica colorist. Can you take us through a little bit of why you choose to call yourself that and some of the colors that are uniquely available on your instrument?
Well, it's a colorful instrument, for one thing, and not just because I have red ones and black ones and tan, you know, the sound, it adds color to music. But just the approach I've been doing and working on for a while now is this kind of layered and looping idea. A lot of it's really inspired by guitarists who do that too, and have been doing that for many years. And so that just kind of came to me one day, and I thought that kind of works as a moniker.
Your specialty is the bass harmonica. How would that be different from the harmonica that most of us might be more familiar with?
Here's how it's most different. So the bass harmonica, it's lower, essentially. It's about the size of maybe a large sandwich. And actually, one of the fundamental differences is, you know, most harmonicas, you breathe in and blow out to get the sound. But this one is all blow, so you don't have quite the bending capabilities. But it still makes a pretty awesome sound. So bass is part of the what I do.
Bob, you mentioned before we started talking today that this is going to be your first appearance at the Contemporary Arts Center for the Harmonica Invitational. But I know you've done a lot of events similar to this with other harmonica players. Can you kind of walk us through what it looks like when it's an event that is just specifically focused on harmonica music and bringing some harmonica players together?
Yeah, well, we have done something very similar in Chicago, which we call the Harmonica Hoedown, and we do it every month. I think this thing might happen. Or no, I'm sorry, we do it every year, and this thing, I think, happens more often, which I am in full support of. But what that looks like is, it's more what it sounds like, I guess, but every player has, you know, his or her specialty, their approach, if it's jazz or blues or folk or, you know, modern stuff, Cajun sometimes. And so you really learn, you know, how diverse this instrument can be, even though it sounds, you know, it's making essentially the same sound, but it's in many, many different contexts.
Can you tell us a little bit about the structure of the Harmonica Invitational? You're one of three artists, so do each of you do your own discrete set? Is there a jam session towards the end where you all pitch in?
I think there is, actually. Since this is my first one, I don't know for sure, but I know I'm going to do my own set, and I know there's several bands there's kind of a house band. I think he's called Juju Johnny, and forgive me if I'm not getting the name right. And I think they're going to play, and then some of the other guest players will play with him, sit in. So I think I'm going to sit in a little bit, and then I go and do my solo thing. I'll probably know as we get closer to showtime.
Now, Bob, when you get a chance to meet with these other harmonica players, is it as fun just professionally to kind of learn from each other and trade off ideas as much as it is to engage with new audiences?
Absolutely, yes. I think that's one thing that harmonica players do a lot of. I've not only been to, there's a convention every year called SPAH, the Society for the Preservation and Advancement of the Harmonica. And so I've been to that, I think, once, and it is, you know, 3, 4, 5 days of people at a hotel somewhere, you know, it's in a different city, and trading ideas, just like you say. And there's late night blues jams, and there's, you know, showcase concerts, and it's just, you know, it's that constantly. But every harmonica player, I have been pretty diligent and, dare I say, even fearless in approaching any harmonica player that I have had an inkling to talk to, and emailing them and, you know, meeting them backstage after shows. And I always get something. It's not always technical. You know, it just might be more an aesthetic approach to music. But I mean, there isn't a harmonica player alive that I can think of that I have not either met in person or email or phone calls. I mean, I've had long distance relationships with people who live in far off lands just because we play harmonica, you know, and we're like pen pals, and, you know, email pen pals.
Talk a little bit about your own music. You talked about how you use layering effects, looping effects on the harmonica. So is that mostly something that you put together in the studio? Do you have a backup band that you perform with? And how would you describe the genre or genres that you perform in?
The genre is probably more difficult to pin down. But, I mean, people who inspire me would be guitarists like Adrian Ballou or David Torn, John Hassell, who's a trumpet player, Steve Tibbetts, Robert Fripp, people who've done this. So I have done, I guess you could call it in the studio, it's just my own home studio. I have a rig that involves my iPad, and there's an app that allows you to do 12 independent loops, so you can really make a lot of noise if you want. So I've really experimented with that for a long time. It took me a long time to find the right kind of equipment that was, first of all, the fidelity was good enough. And I'm, you know, really only figured that in the last year or two I've gotten the gear that really can accomplish what I want to accomplish. So that's pretty much what it is. And it, to me, the sound of it is I'm really not going for something that doesn't sound like harmonica, if you get my drift. Like sometimes guitar players will use MIDI and stuff, and you can't, it doesn't have a guitar sound. They're maybe even emulating other instruments. In my case, I want it to sound like harmonica, but layered. I mean, I add echo and reverb and things like that, but I still want it identifiable as harmonica. This is a certain characteristic.
That's a quality of the harmonica, that it's a very accessible instrument in general. And I think that's one of the reasons why our community is excited to have this harmonica invitational. What I'm curious to know from you, Bob, is how did you first find the sound of the harmonica and fall in love with this instrument?
The sound of it is something I bet, like most people, you probably can't imagine not hearing it in your life. I think probably the first time that I knew what it was would have been Sesame Street. That was Toots Thielman, the Belgian harmonica player who died last year in his 90s. And that has a wonderful harmonica track on it in the opening and closing theme. And I think that always, after he died, I was listening to Sesame Street, and I remember certain little musical gestures that he did that are still just kind of in my mind, that just have become part of your own sort of musical observation and experience. So I think it was probably Toots. I didn't start playing harmonica. We probably got them as prizes at birthday parties and had a few plastic ones lying around the house when I was a kid. But I was a teenager, and I had learned to play other instruments, but I liked the fact that it was this portable thing, and it was maybe $7. And then when I got home that night, I could play, sort of play, Love Me Do by the Beatles, you know, and thought, okay, well, I guess I'm good then. I just kind of took it from there. I probably wasn't good, but at least it piqued my curiosity.
We should also note that you started a harmonica podcast, which I think you call Harmonicast. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that came out of it. Like you guys, I work in radio. And so as you also know, radio have a lot of ups and downs. And so I was experiencing a down period. A startup radio company I was working for had laid off several people. And I thought, well, what is it that I can do that maybe few others could? And I'm a harmonica podcast. And so there are a ton of great players here where I live in Chicago, and I started with Howard Levy, who's just, you know, real brilliant genius, totally revolutionized approaches to the instrument. So we started from there, and then I've just gone around. People have come in town, and I've gone backstage, or we do Skype, or, you know, we do the telephone. And it's been, you know, I want it to be an interview program that happens to be about harmonica playing, but if you don't play, you would find it interesting. So it's technical at times, but I steer a little bit away from that. And I want it to be an interesting conversation just about music and life. And that's just the common denominator, is that we're harmonica players.
And in addition to the podcast, you've also had a variety of collaborations through harmonica playing. And I'm thinking of not only your solo album recordings, but also the opera Grapes of Wrath that you played music for, as well as Of Mice and Men. Can you talk a little bit about some of the other collaborations, maybe inside and outside of the studio, that you have?
Yeah, Grapes of Wrath is composed by Ricky Ian Gordon. And so that was being produced at Northwestern University. I actually called my friend Howard Levy, who went to Northwestern and lives in Evanston, asked him if he could do it, and he couldn't. And so he sent them my way. And that was really cool because I hadn't really played for a conductor in many years. And since the last time I played, we weren't doing songs in these crazy time signatures that a lot of modern opera has. So I had to really quick crash course learn to look at the conductor. It was really great because a college-level orchestra like that, they're like college-level basketball players. They're almost professional. and pretty much are as good as professional orchestras. So I had to kind of really work extra hard to keep up with those great players. So that was a really cool experience. And it was, again, it was used kind of as this commenting, colorful, gesturing instrument. In fact, I met Ricky, the composer, and he talked, oh, yeah, the color instruments, because there's harmonica, guitar, and banjo. You know, the setting of the opera is conducive to that. So that was probably 4 years ago. And then Mice and Men was being produced as a play in Milwaukee Repertory Theater. And so they had actually commissioned new music for that. And a composer in Chicago, Joe Sirkwa, called me. And so he had written some harmonica parts for that. And we recorded that. So, yeah, two John Steinbeck works.
We've been talking with Bob Kessler. He's performing in the third annual Harmonica Invitational. It's being held tonight from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Contemporary Arts Center, 305 Southwest Water Street in downtown Peoria. Bob, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you.
The fourth Friday Tazewell Art Loop takes place tonight from 5 to 9 p.m. A few of this month's locations include the Ebenezer Art Studio in Delavan, the Vinyl Art Studio in Pekin, the Jefferson Street Gallery in Moreton, and the Tremont Gallery in Tremont. This monthly event invites you to mingle with local artists, view featured art exhibits and demonstrations, and enjoy live music. For a full listing of tonight's participating locations and featured artists, visit facebook.com/Tazewell Art Loop.
And the Old English Fair returns to Jubilee College State Park this weekend. It includes demonstrations of jousting, sword fighting, and falconry, along with storytelling, music, and other performances throughout the weekend. The fair runs tomorrow and Sunday from 9 to 5 each day.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.